County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Establish a quorum, would you please, Bob?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III application presented at the previous week's public hearing, and also to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. The final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or by the planning commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much. And I would recommend at this point that you go ahead and hold an election of officers, or an election of a chairman.
I would nominate for chairman in Steve Adams.
I would second that.
Everybody in favor, say aye.
I make a motion that nomination cease. I didn't get a second.
Chairman's covered. On a co-chair?
We got a vote on it.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
We didn't do a vote.
I would nominate for co-chair then Dave Stewart.
I will second that.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everybody no.
I guess I can abstain.
Okay, that's settled. Everybody's looked at the minutes, I guess. Anybody want to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion to receive the minutes as written.
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody no? Okay, I guess we're to the final vote on the Walkington affordable housing.
Okay. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre, utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to the public rights-of-way and residential property. A traffic impact study shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, and an engineering public improvement plan shall be submitted to and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the completion of road improvements. And I apologize, this is incorrect, on the roadways. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Taney County Public Water Supply District Number 2, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. 3, a 50-foot wide riparian buffer shall be established along the existing unnamed creek which traverses the property. No development shall occur within this riparian buffer zone in perpetuity. 4, prior to the issuance of Division 1 permits, the applicant shall ensure that the necessary upgrades are made to the portion of Walkington Lane that is currently privately held and maintained, ensuring compliance with the Taney County Road and Bridge standards. 5, Division 1 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 6, prior to the issuance of any Division 1 permits for mobile home placement, the applicable private roadway serving the mobile homes in question shall either be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road and Bridge standards, or the applicant shall post an appropriate surety for 110% of the cost of construction in compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. 7, prior to the issuance of Division 1 permits, the applicant shall ensure that the applicable sewer and water connections are in place. 8, all outside storage shall be limited to the designated storage and parking area. Travel trailers, campers, boats, and similar vehicles shall not be allowed in any mobile home space, but shall be stored in the designated storage and parking area. The parking and storage area shall be screened on all sides via an opaque privacy fence. 9, all homes placed within the Walkington Affordable Housing Development shall have been constructed on or after June 15, 1976. 10, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Does anybody want to talk to Nathan again before we do anything?
I have a question. Who retains ownership of the buffer zone and the parking area? Once it's added, who retains ownership of that?
The plan was to retain ownership of the whole property and either to rent mobile homes or to lease the sites themselves and not to ever let go of any of it. And that way there'd be a central control.
Anybody else got anything for Nathan? Anybody want to make a motion?
I would like to say something. You can stay up there or sit down, either one. I didn't see enough changes from the 149 trailers to the 141. I'm afraid when you clean all that property up, you're going to have a water problem down below. You're not the other problem.
I know I was kind of overwhelmed last week with the meeting, and I'm not a very good salesman. I get kind of nervous when I get into situations like that. I thought a lot about what your comment about the water runoff. And, I mean, the best answer I can give you is before I can even go any further on this, the engineer is going to have to go through all this. And if he says, obviously, there's too much here and the water runoff can't be contained, then I'll either have to scale it back or not do the problem. I mean, obviously, that's all going to have to get, I mean, the CCNRs, I mean, a lot of those issues that were brought up, I mean, to me, this is kind of just, can I do it? And then if I can, I'm going to spend a bunch of money with engineers and other people trying to figure out, you know, is there going to be other issues? And I agree. I mean, that's going to have to get looked at.
And on your 40-for-7 lot for the mobile home on them, I feel like you're going to have to park in the street and it'll be a congested area.
Okay.
I don't believe it's compatible with the buildings around it, and it'll lower their value.
Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
I know when I started this, I mean, you know, a few years back, and I'm not going to say anything, I hope to offend anybody. I don't know who was on the board at the time, but Planning and Zoning actually approved commercial zoning pretty much in the middle of my property. for Steve Creedon to do storage buildings. And so I know, you know, for me to say it's not compatible, I mean, I know there's commercial zoning for storage buildings already there in the middle of my property. And, you know, and I guess my question, you know, so to me, you know, not compatible, I kind of have a different viewpoint as the property owner. But, and I mean, I guess as far as the density, if my density is too high, I guess my question would be, you know, is there a lower density that you guys would like to see for the project to work? Would just be my question to you guys.
Well, I'd like to speak, and it's just, this is sure. pretty much for me, it's not the board's duty to look at the project and how it's funded, how the CCRs are done, or any business like that.
Okay.
It's just up to us to see if it's good for the area and for the community. And I've just got to say, I've studied this, and I've walked the property, and I just can't see it. It's a good option. I mean, if it was houses in there and you built the lots to zone scale and size, I'd be the first one to vote for it. But I just cannot see that being put in there for that area. That's just my opinion.
Anything else, Rick?
No, sir.
Anybody else got any comments for Nathan? I'm going to bring it to a final vote.
Well, I guess I've got to make a motion to deny the request as written.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Everybody no?
I'm staying. I don't know the background of the history of the project.
One or the other. Okay, Nathan, I guess appreciate your time. Is anybody here to represent the phone tower? Come up.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Tell us a little about what you're going to do.
Okay. My name is Scott Goble, and I am here on behalf of Steve Ward. Steve is the gentleman that submitted the application and I believe has been working with Mr. Ashley. His son is graduating tonight, and he apologizes for not being able to be here. He will be here at the next meeting. Maybe both of us. Steve and I work very closely together in this business. We do this for all of the major carriers, so I've become very familiar with his application and what his goal is here. But from the way I understand the Division III permitting process, this is a conceptual meeting.
Hang on a minute.
Yes.
Bob, this says 265. This is 248, right?
Yes, it is.
Right there where the other cell phone tower is at.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. It is located on 248. The existing tower, it's a little easier to see here. The slide's a little dark. Here's the existing tower.
Yeah.
And I don't want to... Essentially, the new tower would be... Approximately this location,
right
is that about correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
We're coming in off that same entrance and then just making a left turn for, well, it's basically we're coming off of that existing entrance.
Yeah.
A very short distance here and placing the site right there if it's approved.
I think there's one. Here's another one that shows this is the existing tower. And this would be the proposed tower location.
And from what I understand, in case you're curious, the reason that we didn't put it right next to the existing Verizon tower, and I'll talk to the existing Verizon tower in a moment for you, but I guess that site was, there's a lot of fill in that area. And, well, I'll talk to the Verizon issue now. The reason that we're unable to co-locate our antennas on the Verizon tower is because of that fill, and when they designed that tower, they didn't designed the foundation of the tower to where they could add a lot more equipment on the tower. So as it stands right now, that tower is at its maximum loading capacity without about $250,000 worth of tower foundation modifications. In essence, what I understand is they basically have to take the tower down, completely redo the foundations, and then put the tower back up on the new foundations before they could add a lot more loading. Verizon has some of their future capacity on that tower reserved, and by the time we take the Verizon equipment that's on the tower now and their future capacity that they're holding back for themselves, adding AT&T's equipment makes the tower fail miserably. So we couldn't put AT&T's equipment on there without a foundation modification. So the proposed AT&T site is in what I understand is a little more stable ground. There is still some fill there, but it's not quite as deep. And there's some bedrock not too far down below so that we can get a decent foundation there.
Okay, anybody got any questions? What's your name again?
Scott Goebel.
Scott, where exactly is this?
Let me back up.
I can show you a map.
Right there you see.
And we're Sycamore Church.
Is this one the...
Yeah. Right across the road from Sycamore Church. Or
yeah.
Tower
yeah, here's,
Sycamore,
here's Sycamore right Church now. Here.
No, and here's the tower. Sycamore here's Church. The Verizon Tower.
Okay, I know where you're at now.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the height?
Shut the lights out.
Steve
sorry, Ron.
Applied for a 220-foot tall multi-carrier tower. This tower would certainly be designed to accommodate three or four total carriers, two or three additional other than AT&T. Does that say 225?
I think so. It's a little hard to believe. I think that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, anybody else got any questions for Scott?
Self-supporting, no guy wires.
That's correct.
Want to have enough money after you bought the correct TV to build it?
That's above my pay grade. I can't answer that. Staggering.
Okay, if anybody else don't need to ask Scott anything, we'll see him in...
The next meeting will be...
Do you have everything that you need for the next meeting? Is there anything else that we need to provide to you?
Not that I'm aware of at this point.
Okay.
In the past, the commission has had instances where the commission has requested a no-fall letter, an engineering no-fall letter.
Whatever you need, just name it.
I can't tell with my dim eyesight that far away. Is there lighting on the tower?
There most likely will be. I don't believe we've gotten the results of our FAA analysis back yet, but normally everything over 200 feet gets lit.
That's what I was saying.
That'd be the 9th of June, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That public hearing?
That'd be the public hearing, June the 9th.
Right, I got that. Do you need us to provide you with the fall zone letter, engineering letter?
I don't know. They're talking about taking that away from us for voting on it anyhow.
I thought the state had done that.
I thought the state had already worked on that. They still
the
is that in the new
ball?
House bill?
The last I knew, there had been a law that had gone into effect, and you may be able to speak to this
I've
further.
I printed it out. I haven't read it yet, and I should have done that by now. I know in the original drafting of it, you're correct, that was going to be taken out. We don't mind providing it to you if you'd like to see it. Just
now,
whatever you guys want.
I would. It would be prudent for you to be prepared. Looks to me like.
Okay.
I don't know that it's necessary, but if it's not a problem, why?
Got
why
it.
Not?
I understand.
So, everybody good? I guess we'll see you June 9th.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
old and new business. Before we go any further, Bob, introduce our new man here sitting in our precious chair.
I'm Doug Fabian, recently retired in August from across the street over here, having 40-some years of land surveying experience. Currently am still a land surveyor, but not actively practicing.
I guess he beat you to the punch, sir. Thank you. Good to meet you. I don't think I've ever met you.
Well, you've been in my office, I think.
Oh, haven't? I've been in a lot of people's office, but most of the time it's because I got whipped.
Neither one of them been in Taney County very long.
Okay. I've been in Taney County all my life.
He's been here a while.
How old are you?
Since 78.
Oh, I've been here since 55. Old and new business, Bob?
The only item I had, it was my understanding, a gentleman had called the office and had indicated that he was going to be locating a car lot on a piece of property.
Do I know we're at Walnut Shade?
Yeah, he was originally looking at Walnut Shade. Yeah. But apparently he has a new location, but I've not spoken with him to determine what that new location is.
No.
And he's apparently not here, so.
Well, what happened to the one at 248 in Gritney?
He has indicated that he's going to seek approval, but that he will seek approval next season.
Next season?
He's in the landscape business, and he's indicated that he's really going to seek approval for, he does the majority of his business in the summertime, and that he'll seek approval for next year's business, basically.
So he withdrew his application?
He hadn't submitted an application.
Oh, he hadn't put one in. I see. Okay.
So he didn't want to come in front of
us? He just said at this point that time frame wise, he didn't want to this year, essentially.
So we got anything else we need to talk about? From anybody?
I don't really have anything else. Okay.
Dave, don't you live down in Cedar Creek? Cedar Creek District?
No.
You don't?
Yeah.
We lost our board member down there, and we're looking for another board member at Cedar Creek.
Yeah, I'm just cheerleading. Basically, I'm just
cheerleading.
Listen, watch it.
Well, that's
reading
your hair.
Just looking.
Listen and listening.
Yeah.
Are you learning anything?
We'd be glad to have you. They'll point you. I'll hire you now, but
we can help you get a job.
So, are we done?
That's all I've got.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
That was an easy first timer.
It gets better.
I hated to do that, but I didn't have
you know,
to.